We are up to Dalad. Din is nimtza pasul psul sefer Torah lachar zman. So you're using the sefer Torah, and you would lain parsha zocha from it, and then 2 weeks later, a month later, three months later, you find out that it's problematic. It's pasul. So it says the halicha shlomo Dalad. Sefer Torah shekoru bo b'shabes lifnei purim parsha zocha. Right, you used it to lain from the nimtza psul lachar zman. So what do you do? Af im nizbarer shekavar hayapsul become bizman hakriya. If you're able to figure out that it was, there's always a suffix now, right? When maybe came pasul after the kriya satara.
Yeah, well, it depends what kind of psul it is. If it's a psul that it wasn't kosher in the first place because, let's say, there was an extra letter or a missing letter. Or
yeah. Okay, so fine. Let's say it was missing a letter. Fine, yeah, right, it's possible. So, ein tzorach lachzul l'kroisa shenis. You don't have to go back and repeat it again, right? He brings here also in the Orchos Halach at the bottom, Karkos Beshut Pnei Ha'Arye Ha'Chai, right? That's the same thing. V'harbe pa'amim nimtza tos b'sefer Torah v'lo shemanu me'olam. We never heard Shikru Parsha Zohar Mechodesh. We go back and reread Parsha Zohar, even though it is, said yesterday, it's Kriya D'Oraisa. So why is that? So to speak out, he brings in Zion. Well, why would we say this? Because digam beze yesh lismach alma ahad omru disvarim shlana enim meduyokim. They're not precise. We're not experts in the which words are written mole, which words are written chaser. Vegam im nimtza psul vaday, like you said, right? You saw it. The words are missing. Words are stuck together. Mikol makom om lo shemanu shiachzav yikru parsha zocher mishum kach. We don't go back and.
Maybe say the spur is to remember something. It's not necessary. You know, to lay it halachically, it has to have a kosher sefer Torah. But remembering doesn't require that. You heard the words. It reminds you of what, you know, what you're supposed to remember.
Yeah, but Roy Bezoy, then wouldn't even need to have to do a real Kriya Satorah. I could just open up a Chumash.
Well, with the person,
I heard the words.
Whatever if you can't get to a minion, or there is, or there's no minion available. He can't be Yotze, or could you,
maybe not. Maybe not. If the way the Chazal were setting up, the way your Mekayim mitzvahs of Timcha Zecher Malak is through a Kriya Satorah with a minion from Kosher Sefer Torah, Michegad Mina Yotze. But he says, we don't find
the Yotze. Maybe that's when you Yotze, you're Rebunan de Kachiyav, you're Derisa de Kachiyav, you're Yotze. Maybe we say that's for.
D'oraisa, I was Yotze because what? Lamaisa, you read these psukim.
Yeah, right.
D'rabanan, it was from Apostle Sefer Torah.
Yes.
Okay, no. Let's go back.
Yeah.
Okay. Tainus Esther. Ein ois nesum orliyom ha-tainus milvad tainus Esther. So we usually don't get married on the what's it called? The night before the fast, except for Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther in Etzim, the Soloveitchik has this, that it's really a different type of Tainus. It's a very positive one, in a certain sense. If you look at the bottom, there are Heterim, it's things in 21, right? Mikol Malkam B'Shas Hachak, Hiskim lahati nisuim b'leil asar b'teves hoyel v'soif sof tzorech mitzvahu. Right, okay. That the other times were heterim. I think also Moshe has a tshuva like this about the 3 weeks where somebody had miscalculated, I think if I remember the tshuva correctly, and they had made it for the night of Shavuos v'Tammuz. I think this was the Metzias that they miscalculated or whatever it was, and then he allowed them to already because it would have been like, I think, a Hefsid Gadol. Yeah.
To make a
chasana on the night of
Shavuos v'Tammuz.
Yeah, right. Morning, because they miscalculated the date.
The question: does the 3 weeks begin with the tainus, which would be in the daytime, or does it begin at night, even before? That hinges on that question.
So here he has a different svar. Here he's talking about because it's be'etzim. You know, Tainus Esther is a positive tainus, right? Looking in Ches morning, it says like Kemokein Einochon Kol Kach Laso Suda Sheva Brachas B'Layla Zu. It's not really correct to make Sheva Brachas Af Haosim Yimata Kitzas Miruglehim. You should make it a little bit less than normally. So you don't have musicians or something like that, at there, right? Aber motzei yud zayin betamuz oisin mishte sheva rachas kiragil. But now you can make it regularly. Do the inyan simchas chosin b'shivat yimei mishte ein nohagin dinei bein hamitzarim. Because that's the svara. This is over here. Maybe Moshe had a different svara, but according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it says because there's no by a chosin, we're not nohag the meaning minhagi velus by that. That's a different reason, right? Yeah, okay. Then in Vav, Gam ha-machmirim lehisnahig b'taynes tzibur kemo b'tishas ha-yamim shel chodesh av. Even if you hold the taynes tzibur like you hold like the 9 days, einam tzrichim linho kein b'taynes ester. Even if you have chumras that you don't, certain things, these don't apply, right?
But another time, the Sheva Brachas, you see, well, another time, Hashem Baruch Hu, you should diminish in some way.
In what? Yeah, right. He's saying by that's on what's called time sester. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So whatever. No, musicians, you serve a little less.
But on time sester also, we're saying. Oh, wait, we're saying.
Yeah. On time sester. On time sester.
It was not a sad tinyness.
Yeah, nevertheless, this he brings. He says it's proper to be might a little bit, right?
So is it different? And what about another tinyness? Do the same thing, you might a little bit, or
he does bring brings the Sarvatavis also that idea. But he says it's interesting. We you don't have to make Sheva Brachas. That's an important thing to point out. It's just if you make a suda during that, then you make the Sheva Brachas.
Well, if you got married, you're saying you should make it during the day or make it.
It doesn't matter. Remember when it is, and was the you make Sheva Brachas during the tinus. No, but it's saying like this. But if you look in where is that 17, right? The hoisi for bein of inyan ze shahare mifnim lo nahagu klal lasois mishte bechol yom. Right, this idea of making Sheva Brachas every single day, right, brings in the Chasam Sofer like that. Maybe lo shamanu v'lo re'inu be, I don't know what that is. I'm not sure what that abbreviation is. Right, Sheva Brachas miyom sheni ve'elach shum bracha. Right, that I guess the name of a town. Rak pam achas baruch b'su Shabbos Sheva Brachas. Right, per ha'godol echad laz alav kol hamedina. Right. Right, and it's going into the tainus. But prat or la sorateves shu tainus chamura, especially if it's going into a sorateves. Shev al tase odaf. It's better not to do it. Better not to. Right. Okay. This idea about not having the shev brachas on the tainus. We were discussing Shir, we were discussing what's the din if you have a Sheva Brachos at the Seder. Sheva Brachos at the Seder. Totally different concept, but we were talking about this because the rule is Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos, right? That we don't try to, so to speak, we've shown and learned that make Mitzvos look like they're a burden to us, so therefore we're going to get rid of them as soon as possible. It's like a motion a few minutes ago saying Birchas HaShachar. So you say, you know what, it's so long. I got an idea. Baruch Ata, Matasur, Pokei Chavriim, Zokei Kufufim, Shlos on the Goy, Shlos on the Isha. Get them all. 5, 15, but just snap them all. No, we don't do that. Each bracha gets its own unique treatment. So here, by the Shela brachas, so on the one hand, you want to give the brachas, each gets its own unique coast, right? You don't want to put them all the brachas on one coast. On the other hand, there's a prohibition of being mosif, because it looks like Baal Tazim, you're going to be adding extra cups to the...
Sheva brachas, you have two cups that are mixed.
Ashkenazim have two cups. Ashkenazim have two cups. Sephardim don't. Sephardim is one cup.
Oh, so by the Sephardim, you don't add a coast, you just... Can you use the same coast for both?
In Ashkenazim, yeah.
The Abrakosis and...
Yeah. Okay, a little bit off topic, but that was interesting. Okay, let's go weiter. Where are we up to? Zion. Mutter lehislamid b'shabes kriyas ha-megillah b'tameha. You're allowed to practice laning. Some years you have, not this year, but some years you have Purim comes out Motzei Shabbos, so you spend your Shabbos afternoon laning, right? Kedei likrosa b'erev kehilchas. You're allowed to read it correctly, so you're allowed to do, what is that, hachana? That's not a problem whatsoever. Explains in Yud Beis, ve'ein la osro mitam hachana mishabbos lechol. This is not considered preparing for on Shabbos for after Shabbos. It's obvious for what by what you're doing that you're preparing for after Shabbos, right? Veharaya, next week you're not going to take out your Megillah and start landing from it. The week beforehand you didn't take out your Megillah and start landing, you're doing it now. Mikol Malkum Bechol Kigon Dol. In any case, Yesh Bekach Meshum Tzorich Oysa Yom Gamkin. No, there's a need on Shabbos itself as well. Kigam Etzim Yediyas Hatamem Hu Tzorcha. Right, you're knowing it itself. V'Yediyazu Harehu Kivar Me'achshav. In other words, there's a tachlis right now. It's Talmud Torah. The Megillah is. Tanakh, you're learning how to lay in that. That's not a problem whatsoever, even though it's recognizable from what you're doing that you're doing this because you want to prepare, you want to make sure you have the Kriya correct. Therefore, you would think, well, maybe it's only preparing for that. We actually spoke about this on Sunday, right, about preparing for Shabbos. And so then we discussed the cuts, and can you put a challah in the freezer if you need to do it right now? We talked about this in Shuvas that you could. But he says here, it's also fine. He brings in the Shemir Shabbos Kehilcha, so that's the din in 25, that you would be allowed to...
This is better than even those other situations.
This is even better, right.
Here, there is an immediate...
Correct. This is there, you're just doing it because that's the time where you have to do it. But here, it's even better because it's Talmud Torah. So you're allowed to. You could even, they discuss the... He doesn't discuss it here, but the post can discuss, let's say I want to... bring my Megillah to Shul. Not that I'm laning it, but I want to bring my Megillah to Shul so that I'm going to stay there. I'm not going home afterwards. I want to, right? Motzei Shabbos is Purim. So you could even bring it on Shabbos afternoon because if you wanted to, you could use it to lane. It wouldn't be a problem. Mukta or Hachan and that. Even,
you don't have any intent to do it?
But you could if you wanted to. If you wanted to, you could use the lane. It's bringing it because you want to be prepared. You want to, it's still not a problem. You could bring your Megillah to Shul. For the same reason, just it's a different application of the same reason. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll pick it up here next time.
Okay, two occasions when you don't make a shalom.